Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hey there, bloomers. So today we have a very special celebrity spirit interview with none other than Gandhi himself. So what you're about to hear is an interview we did while Ambi was connecting with Gandhi, and it's pretty awesome. So hope you all enjoy it. Here we go.
Okay, go right ahead and ask questions. We'll see if it's, it almost feels like the ET that we connect to.
Oh.
It's like that same peaceful, like, hi, it's like a different frequency. It's very strange.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, hey Gandhi, is there anything that you can give us, like any piece of information about you to validate that it's you?
So he's showing me like a tiny, tiny little red hat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is there? Does that? Do you understand that? Because I don't get that.
Yeah, I think I do. He used to. I think there. It's like a little. It's like an Indian hat.
Okay. It's like
It's like, yeah, describe it.
It's a square, but
yeah,
a different shape.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular hat.
Yes. I think that, okay. Like, it's like little.
Yes, it's little.
Yeah. I think, okay. I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's showing me the monkey. It's not.
Yes.
It's not the movie Aladdin, but he wants.
I know exactly.
The actor.
Yes.
But it's a little monkey, Abu.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Totally. Cool. So what was your purpose on Earth when you were alive?
To bring peace, to spread joy. He keeps pointing to his mouth and pouring out and then pointing to his chest. So I feel like that's saying his purpose was to speak about love and peace.
Okay.
That's what I feel like he's saying.
Yeah. And, you know, I did, to be honest, I didn't know that much about you before we started talking. So I did a little search and was reminded of some things and learned some things. And there was something that actually surprised me about that, because like you're saying, you know, you felt like your purpose was to spread love and peace, to speak about it. But there was something I was reading about how, you know, you were a pacifist and you supported non-resistance, but at some point, you know, during World War I, you were recruiting people to, you were recruiting Indians to join the British Army. And then you were quoted as saying, where there's only a choice between cowardice and violence, I would advise violence. What was that about?
He said, no, that's not what I meant.
Okay. What did you mean?
He's putting his hands up and he's been doing that for the whole time you were talking.
Okay.
And he's not putting, it's not like a full palm. It's the thumb is down and it's four fingers. So, and the four fingers are together and closed. And I feel like this is a symbol of something. So if you could look that up on what that means, it might be something of his religion. But I also feel like it's a representation of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think it, I don't know why it's popping in my head. I think that means peace.
Okay.
Or something like that, or like non-resistance or something. Like, okay. I feel like that's something he used to do. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to look it up. So is he saying?
And he's smiling. He's saying essentially, I get the feeling that he was misquoted.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's fine. I don't feel like it's what he meant. But he is saying he's saying he's learned more now.
Okay.
And he's saying that when he was living, he sometimes thought that you have to push against to get the outcome you desire, is what he's saying. But then he's learned better since.
Okay.
And that will only give you more of what you don't want.
Right.
But he didn't say, that's not his exact words.
Right. Okay.
But that's the general feeling of it.
Got it. Yes, because of law of attraction. So he wasn't exactly aware of law of attraction back then.
He's saying because of many different laws, but he's like he's such, I feel like he's such a small person. Does this make sense?
Yes, he was very small.
He's such a small person, and he's like so, he like keeps like giggling, and he's very like soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a whisper.
Yeah, that makes sense. From what I know of him, yeah. Gandhi, so the way that we decided to talk to you, to reach out to you, to try to connect with you, was actually because we connected with Kate Spade after she departed, and she told us that one of the best people that we could connect with would be you, because you had a gift for us. What did she mean by that?
He said, he's saying he chose to connect with us.
Oh.
Not the other way around. Not we chose to connect to him. And he's showing me like breadcrumb trails, like he's leaving breadcrumb trails.
Yeah. Because after that, go ahead.
No, he's saying continue.
Well, because I was going to say, because after that, when we talked to Tate Spade and she brought up speaking with you, Gandhi, Gandhi kept popping up in my life, like everywhere, like the people that I was talking to would bring up Gandhi, or it popped up in a podcast interview, Gandhi, all of a sudden. So are you saying you were leaving breadcrumbs like that?
He's saying yes, but also he's holding his hands out as a gift. He's giving us the gift of time. We're the timekeepers, essentially, and I don't know what he means by this. So if he could give me something else, that would be really great. He's showing me a wristwatch, and this is why everyone keeps going over this, all the spirits that we're connecting to.
Uh-huh.
We're the timekeepers. It's not they're impatient. He's tapping his foot like he's impatient, and then he's shaking his head. No, it's not like that.
Okay.
The gift is time. So he's reversing time. He's showing me, I'm sorry, this is so
special. No, it's, I'm following. Go ahead.
So he's showing me like a wristwatch, and then he's showing me, he's manipulating like the way that time is working, like forward or backward.
Okay.
Okay. On the wristwatch.
Yep.
And then he's handing it to me like, this is your gift.
Okay.
So
let me clarify. Let me ask some questions to clarify. So are you saying that our gift in general is that we can manipulate time? Are you saying that our gift with you is that you are giving us the gift of being the timekeeper? Like, are you saying specifically with you or in general?
Was he very like elusive? Do you know if he?
I'm sure, like mystical with his quotes.
Because he's like, how do you interpret this information? It's all correct.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's not very specific. Let's narrow this down a little bit, Gandhi. I think what it feels like, what he's showing me, is that it can be the bigger picture or it can be the smaller picture. And then he's bringing up Kate Spade, and Robin Williams is that he essentially time. Okay, so he's showing me the wristwatch again, and he's saying it doesn't work, and then he's drawing a line, and they're all on one side, so it doesn't work on the other side.
Yes, okay? Got it. Okay, got that.
Right, but us, he's pointing to you and I, and on the other side. So this reality, we have the ability to manipulate time, and then we, what else? And then he's physically moving like pyramids, and he's physically like moving all of these things out of the way. But we have to, and he's showing me like an empty head.
Okay.
Like a head, like a clear, no head, no brain.
Okay. Like a clear, okay. Get out of our heads, clear mind.
Get out of our heads. Yes. And he's like elevating, he's like levitating. So like elevate yourself. Okay. Is what I'm getting from that.
Okay. So what you're saying is what you're trying to tell us is that we have so much power when we get out of our minds.
Yeah. He's jumping up and down, which okay. I feel like is like very funny to look at.
Okay.
Sorry. What? I'm not trying to laugh.
What is that specifically what you wanted to impart to Ambie and I, or what is important do you think for Ambie and I to learn from you?
He said he wanted to share that, and he's showing me the world with the world.
He wants to share that with the world. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what he tried. But that he got in the way of himself. He's showing me two different versions of himself, and that he got in his own way. And then he's showing me everybody else. So I'm assuming like everybody else does as well.
Okay. So how can
go ahead.
No, so what else do you feel is, can you elaborate on that, on the word, the timekeepers and the moving of things? Like what do you feel, can you elaborate on that power that we have anymore?
He's showing me a drop in a bucket, a metal bucket.
Okay.
And I hear the words, listen to the sound of the trees.
Yeah.
Listen. It's almost like a rhyme.
Okay.
And that the great, he's saying the great ones knew it.
The great ones knew it.
And I feel like he's showing me images of, what is that? Oh gosh, what is the word? He's saying Isis.
Oh.
A woman.
Oh, Isis, the Ascended Master.
Yes, Ascended Masters. So the great ones. That's who he's talking about.
Okay. They knew to listen to the trees. They knew to connect with nature, or...
No, shaking his head, no. They knew to connect higher.
Right.
Outside of themselves and not be blocked in by the external situation.
Yeah. Okay. Gandhi, I'm going to ask you for personal advice right now, because I feel
he's
like
laughing. Okay.
I'm laughing too. Yeah. So the past few days, I've just been feeling like so much is coming up for me in terms of that exact feeling, like being blocked in, being very sensitive to what other people think, feeling very, like oppressed by my own mind in a way. So what's blocking me? What?
That's awkward and weird.
It's okay.
He said, this is what's blocking you. And then it felt like there's a spider web around my body.
Okay. Yep.
Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that?
I mean,
I did not like that feeling at all. That felt icky and sticky and gross. And like, I didn't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I recognize the feeling, but like, are you saying it's just the feeling of that? Like, what I'm asking is, how do I transcend higher? Like, how do I break free of that? Or like, what am I meant to learn from this? Those are a lot of questions. Sorry.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with what you're meant to learn first.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Be like the puppy. Be like the puppy.
Oh.
Be like the puppy. What does that mean? Be like the puppy?
That, I get what that means. It means okay. Be happy, be in the moment, be loving unconditionally, be just happy with what is. Don't. Puppies are just...
No questions, he said. No questioning. Stop questioning.
Oh.
So much.
Okay. I like
and,
that.
And put yourself aside.
Put myself aside. Okay.
And look at the bigger picture or look at others. He's saying look at others.
Mm. Like help others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can do that. I like doing that. I always feel good when I help others. Okay.
And he's saying your partner is your other.
Oh, help.
Not the world.
Okay. Help my partner.
So much money. Okay. So much focus on money. And he's saying, no, 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 no.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that made me laugh. Just no, 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 no.
He said, is that... Hold on. There's like a situation happening right now that we're Gandhi and I are trying to walk through, which is really this is like surreal to me at this moment right
What's
now.
What's happening?
And there's like Gandhi is talking to this dog next to me, and okay. He's like petting the dog. Like I can't even express to you what is happening.
The dog's right in real life. The dog's in reality.
There's a dog in real life.
Okay.
And it looked like it was gonna bite me, and Gandhi was like, no, 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 and went over and pet the dog, and like the dog just laid back down.
Oh.
I don't even know what just happened because I can't even express to you how
my gosh.
Surreal my life is in this moment right now.
And was the dog with an owner?
No, he's just walking around by the beach.
Oh.
But it was like a pit bull dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, ah! And
oh,
then like
Gandhi protected you.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's fine. Aww. And like went over to him. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I love okay. that. Now you have me thinking about like what my dog's interacting with when I'm like watching it, where it's like, because my dog looks around my room all the time like it's looking at things. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps all over my body right now.
That's so cool.
Okay. Okay. So that was really nice.
That was awesome. So he was saying
anyway,
money, no, no, no.
He's just like such a peaceful energy. Yeah. And he is essentially saying like, don't focus so much on the, like doing your checklist, you know, like he's showing me like a list of like, and it says things to do
mm-hmm.
and none of it is checked off. And, mm-hmm. I feel like anxious and almost nauseous
mm-hmm.
and he's saying, like, shaking his head no, like, don't do that. Don't focus on that. And then he's showing me the time again. Like, I feel like what that means is that's not why we're here.
Okay.
We have, like, limited time.
And so why are we here and what should I be doing instead of focusing on a checklist?
He's saying bigger picture.
Okay.
Is that the third time he's brought that up?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger picture of healing. He's tapping.
Tapping?
He's tapping on himself.
So are you saying I'm supposed to be focusing on tapping with people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's saying that's your purpose. That's your healing. That's how you help others heal.
It is. Okay.
And he's joking, but he's saying maybe you tap on your partner when he's sleeping.
That's funny because we're yeah. Okay, that's really funny because last night I asked my partner this morning, I go, did you wake up last night and you were like reaching over and touching me, like touching my face, like touching my butt, like, and he's like, no, you dreamt that. And I was like, no, I really think like I woke up, I almost felt like I woke up and he was doing that to me. I don't know, but then I thought it was a dream or something. I don't know. That's just funny that he said that.
Maybe Gandhi was doing it.
Maybe. Okay, so... cool. Okay. So tapping. Cool.
And he's hugging everybody. He says, I love everyone. And he's hugging everybody.
Oh, so Are you saying that's like the mental? Yeah. Okay. So what from your perspective for people listening is the best thing that they can do to find their own purpose and happiness in life?
He said, for you or for me, because it's different for everyone.
Oh.
And then, he was asking, like, does she want to know?
What?
It was kind of funny. He was like, is she talking to you or me? And I said, obviously you, because nobody wants to talk to me. And then he was laughing. We were just having a little side chat there.
Oh, I like your side chats.
So the general purpose, I think he's saying expand awareness. So the words expand awareness have been coming up as well. Sipping, drinking tea. Did he used to do that?
I am almost certain he did. Yes.
Okay. So he's showing me an image of like him sipping and drinking like a tiny cup.
Okay.
Tiny cup.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming feeling of just like being at peace and just feeling, just being happy. And he's showing me like a silly face, and he's showing me the picture of Albert Einstein with like his tongue sticking out, yeah, and like being goofy.
I know that one.
Like just that feeling of just being goofy and free and not having to worry about being so perfect and upright and proper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. So just focus on having fun, basically.
Oh. And he says it's not easy, is it?
No, it's really not. It's really not. You know why? Because we've been taught to have responsibility, that we should feel responsibility. And I also think sometimes like what gets me personally is I'm like, I've always felt this sense that I'm supposed to help the world since I was little. But then it feels so overwhelming and like that I'm not doing enough, or, and then I shut down, you know, it's like,
and that's not what you're supposed to do. He says,
so what am I supposed to do?
And he says, bite-sized pieces, take it in bite-sized pieces. And he also was showing me like an image of a child,
mm-hmm,
that's sitting at the chalkboard and is getting hit by a ruler every time she kind of looks out the window to daydream, you know? So like,
yeah.
Do you understand?
Is that me?
I feel like that's a lot of people. That's a representation of a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually, you just reminded me, during meditation this morning, I got this image that came to me, and I'm not sure if this actually happened to me in real life or I just made it up and it's representing something. But I suddenly got this almost flashback of me in a crowd with my dad, and my dad saying, hurry up, like, when I'm really little, him going, hurry up. If you don't pay attention, you're going to get lost. And me feeling almost terrified, like he was really telling me that like I was going to be left if I didn't stop daydreaming, stop looking at things and pay attention to what he wanted me to do, like where he wanted me to go. And it was that same feeling of like I can't just daydream. I can't just like let my mind go. I have to pay attention at all times or else something really bad's going to happen. You know?
Yeah, and what he's saying is, did he, I don't know if you know this, but he's speaking in like two sentence formats. So
okay.
He's saying good intentions sometimes come with bad repercussions.
So, he's talking about parenting.
Yes, he's talking about parenting. And I think, you know, he's pointing at me too. Like I definitely do it to my kids, and it's definitely hard because it's, you love them and you don't want to see anything happen to them.
Yeah.
And it's hard to let them go, but he's showing me letting them go. You have to release your grip on them is what he's showing me.
Yeah. And I totally, in my meditation, I totally came to that realization of like, well, my dad was doing that because if it really happened or not, whatever, he was doing that because he didn't want me to get lost and he was fearful. And so he was trying to make me fearful so that I would actually like stick with him, you know?
Right.
So,
But he says what that does is suffocate the child.
Absolutely. Which is why we're, you know, dealing with what we're dealing, or why I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with now. And I guess for me, what I feel like, and Ambi, I'm sure you're going through your own form of this, is like, I feel like I'm in the final stages of all of this childhood stuff. Like all of this stuff that kept me so chained to the ground because I was so fearful because my parents basically made me that way. You know,
that explains why he keeps showing me chains and you shaking them off.
Oh, he keeps showing you that?
That was the second time and I didn't bring it up, but he was showing me like chains.
Yeah.
And then like shaking like a dog and then shaking them off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause when dogs shake, they're like shaking off the stress of what happened.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Shaking off. And I don't think the chains are just our parents, but I think it's also like a schoolhouse. So like what we're taught as children.
Yeah.
And what, you know, the government, he's showing me that, in particular, a TV with news. So I know that relates to you in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Like what we're taught by society, you know, to be afraid and
yes.
not do that.
Yes, definitely.
Sorry. Hold on. I'm walking by a lawn mowing man and I'm trying to move out of the way. Okay.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, no. Okay. So do you think that – here's a question especially for you, Gandhi. Because you were, you know, somewhat, you were an activist in your own way in your life, I think. And you fought for what you believed in. You fought for a lot of things. Do you think that it, especially what you said in the beginning of the interview where you said you've learned better now, because there are all these movements right now, you know, for women, for freedom, for government, for poor people, for environment, for our planet. There's all these kind of movements that are, people are waking up and realizing what's going on, and all these kind of fights for good are starting, right? And it's like, for me, I feel myself getting caught up in this because on one hand, I'm like, yes, like we need to educate about like what's going wrong so that we can, you know, transcend into what's going right. And yes, like I'm so glad people are waking up and like fighting for what they believe in. But on the other hand, it's like I so understand law of attraction and I so understand how things work here. That there's another part of me that's like, no, like don't get in, like just sit back and relax and watch it all unfold. And I have issues with both sides of that. So like, how are we supposed to make change here?
Okay. So a couple of things. He said, fight is a strong word.
Yes, it is.
Fight is too strong of a word.
Right.
And he's saying he never fought.
Okay.
He's got some resistance around that one.
Okay.
In my opinion, sorry, Gandhi. but he's also saying that he's showing me an image of like a slingshot when you were talking about like pushing against, and was he alive during the women's suffrage?
Yeah, he did. He had a big movement for women. Like he spoke up for women and free liberating them and giving them rights. And
okay, because he's saying women's suffrage. He's saying all of these things have always been an issue, right?
Uh-huh.
This is not a new issue that's coming up. And it's all of the issues you were speaking about. But he's saying you don't want to be like, he's showing me an image of a slingshot,
uh-huh,
or like a bow and arrow, right?
Right.
And the more resistance you add to it, the more it will pop you in the face, essentially, right? If you don't release it.
Okay. Yes.
So was he the one that said don't do something or do something like, I don't know. It's a quote, but I can't think of the exact quote. But it's basically saying, like, just sit there. Don't do anything. Just sit there.
Oh, yeah. Don't just do something. Sit there.
Yes. And he's showing me, like, an image of him, like, just sitting in meditation, essentially.
Okay. So
does that?
Yes. So you're.
Did he say that?
I don't think it was him. I think it was, like, Rumi or something.
Okay.
But still, like, it's was the same type of person, like, who's saying that. So what you're saying is our power is in our peace, like our power is in our alignment.
Our power is in our mind. Our power is in our heart. our power is not in pushing against. That's when we lose, and he's like dropping a sword and an armor, like he's dropping everything to the side.
Okay.
And
now
he's hugging other people. So I feel like our power is in love.
Our power is in loving people. See, because Ambie and I, for example, I know that like something that the two of us really connect about is the fact that we both like have this desire to like save the world. I mean, I don't think we mean like fully save, but to heal people, like to help people. Mm-hmm. And there's some inner conflict I have about that for some reason, because on one hand, I believe like the purpose of our life is joy. It's like, you know, Abraham Hicks always talks about like, you're not here to, nothing's broken. Like you're not here to fix things. Like you think you are, but you're not, you're here to find joy. But for some people like Ambie and I think our joy comes from helping people. So what is, are we here to help people? Are we here to just be happy and that helps people? Like what, Do you get what I'm saying?
So essentially what he was saying, a couple of things. He's saying that one heart at a time.
Okay.
And then he's also saying, he's showing me an image of like, I don't know how to describe this. Essentially it's like a hand with the palm down. Mm-hmm. And then when you touch it, the palm flips over and you see the other side. So how I'm interpreting that is, you know, point of view is one way, and then you get touched by something and it flips your point of view. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like how to help people,
I'm assuming. So like what we're trying to do with this podcast.
Right. Like, and I think that it's not just you and I, but it's other people. And it's like building little communities, like building little... and then the other people will fall by the wayside. Does that make sense?
You mean like a community, like Positive Head?
Yes. Like like kind of like a tribe almost. Like,
yeah.
He's showing me like people in a tribe.
So what you're saying is the people have the power. The people have the power when we come together with other like-minded people. We are sovereign. Like we are, like up until now, we've believed that the power is in the government, the power is in the people above us, and that we have to do what they think that we should do. Otherwise, we're gonna die or be in trouble or suffer, right? But
and he's essentially saying, like, don't worry about the people that don't want to change. And he's saying everybody is concerned with non-believers and changing.
Changing their
all
mind.
All religions are concerned with helping non-believers.
Right.
But it's those believers that make the difference, essentially, is what I feel like he is saying. And then I feel like he's saying, like the politicians, like I see like Washington and things like that, like falling by the wayside.
Yes.
And they don't even exist. They're not even a part of this reality, because it's creating a new reality.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you. That was one of my questions. I was going to say, do you even see the governments still existing in this way in the near future? Because I don't.
No, it's
it's going to change.
He's showing me a different image of like the governments existing, but like the people in power look different.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's a really weird image. It's like an image of, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but it's an image of like essentially a politician that has, he's not in a suit. He's wearing like a cutoff t-shirt and he has like full tattoos and he has piercings.
Yeah.
And he's just easygoing.
Yeah.
So I think that's a metaphor. I don't know, but I think it's a metaphor for like the way politics are is going to change.
Yes.
It's going to become something that no one expects.
Yes.
You know?
Totally. I think it's going to be more of like a council, like a group of people instead of, or like some sort of, it's not going to be like, whatever. I don't know exactly what shape it'll be, but yeah, definitely more laid back, definitely more integrated with communities and society.
The people.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. The
way that society is changing instead of the way that it was.
Right. Right. And so is what is Donald Trump's purpose here for us?
That's a good question. I just want to throw that to you. He said to teach.
Yeah. To teach what?
That shocked me. Sorry. I'm taking that in. To teach openness. Mm-hmm. And to teach kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And power.
Right.
And hold on, there's more. Yeah. And he's. He's showing me it's like a balancing act.
Okay.
Like he's got all of these, like I see an image of Donald Trump and he's got like all of these things that he's juggling, right? Mm-hmm. And one hand is really heavy and weighing down and the other hand is light and he's on stage for everyone to see. Mm. And everybody's making lists of what not to do and what to do as well.
Right. So,
because he's saying there's positive and negative attributes about everyone. Not one person is perfect. And he's saying, including himself when he was alive, there's not one person that you can't take something good and take something negative from.
See, that's so funny because earlier today while I was on a walk, this random thought came to me. There was this guy that when I owned my own business, this guy that I knew in the industry I worked in, and I saw him as really annoying. Like he was like always around the business. And at the time I saw him as really annoying and like really needy. And like when he was around, I was like, oh, get away. Well, later this guy ended up becoming and creating all these genius things in the same industry, like innovative things. And later I ended up seeing him as like, wow, like you're so impressive. You're so inspiring. You're so all of these things. And for some reason it popped into my head today while I was taking a walk. And what was resonating in my mind about it was, see, you were resonating at that time with the vibration of neediness and annoying people and people needing too much from you. So that's what you pulled out of him. But then later when you stopped paying attention and you transcended that and became more inspired by people, suddenly you pulled out all, that's what you saw of him. That's what you got from him. And it was illustrating to me how there's positives and negatives in every person. And it really depends on what you are vibing with, that how you connect with them. And I don't know, it's just funny that you said that, cause that was coming up for me this morning.
What's more,
what,
when he showed me, when you said that, was he like a game show.
Mm-hmm.
Light and how it's like bing 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 like that.
Ding ding ding.
And
yeah.
Yeah, ding 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 ding. And he's like, you win. You won. You learned. You learned the lesson.
Oh,
because the whole time you were explaining the story, he's like, and what did she learn? And what did she learn? Yeah. And then when you said, and this is what I learned, that's when he was like, bing 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 bing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
And you win.
Yeah. Yeah, because once you know that, then you can go anywhere and do anything with anyone, right? Because you know it's – you can pull out whatever side of them you want.
Mm, yeah, he's shaking his head, yes.
Well, Gandhi, man, I really like talking to you. We're running out of time for this interview, but will you come back and talk to us again sometime?
He said, of course. And he's showing me like the hands praying and he's like bowing and he's like, aww. He's saying thank you.
Oh, tell him thank you so much. I'm doing the same back to him. This was a pleasure. And I feel like there's a lot more to learn from him. So thank you so much.
Yay.
Yay. Awesome. That was so cool. I really liked that. Did you?
That was fun. Yeah, it was so, he was really easy to talk to and like very, he just spoke in like very short, brief little words.
Mm, yeah.
Words, and he was just like this little, how tall was he?
I think he was very, the pictures I've seen of him, he's very tiny and very small. Hold on, Gandhi.
Yeah, he was very thin and like.
Yes. And I bald, was he bald? Height,
or maybe like a little smaller.
Was he bald?
Yeah.
Was he wearing glasses?
He was wearing glasses the whole time, yeah.
It says his height was 5'5".
5'5". That's interesting because he showed me, I almost felt like he was like my height, which is 5 foot. So that's interesting. maybe I don't know, maybe he didn't want to, like, not that he would intimidate me, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but maybe he was also just showing you, like, because that's how he was, you know, he's like a small, gentle, frail guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's, well, see, I'm interested in that. I'm interested, I don't know if you're interested, like, how do spirits represent themselves? Like, how do they choose to represent themselves?
I feel like I know one picture of Gandhi.
Yeah.
I've literally, which sounds terrible, I've seen one image of him, and that is literally, and he went on a hunger strike, and that's the only two things I know about him.
Yeah.
But that one image of him, to me, it was when he was bald and he was wearing glasses. So that's how he presented himself to me. And I've had other mediums tell me that spirits will present themselves in a way that I understand, so I can tell the sitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it's based on you.
Way, yeah. So it's based on me or whatever medium you're talking to.
Okay.
Because you have to have someone that understands the message.
Oh my gosh, which is why. Oh, that's so interesting. Like, which is why there's not just one truth. Like, this illustrates perfectly how, like, because Abraham will talk about how, like, you know, other people will email Esther Hicks and be like, well, why did this medium say this when you said this? Like, they don't match up. Basically, like, the information isn't matching up in some cases. And Abraham mm-hmm. was like, well, if there was just one message, there would only be one teacher, but there's not. There's, like, you know, tons of messages, tons of questions being asked, tons of answers, tons of receivers. So there's tons of teachers and it's all, and I kind of still didn't understand that at the time. Like, well, what do you mean? Cause like, if the teachers could all be teaching the same thing, if that's the truth, but what you're helping me realize.
But it's not like math. Yeah.
Is like, it's a perception thing. And it's like what you, it's matched up with the receiver. So like the receiver believes something. So the answer has to be matched up with the receiver based on what they believe.
And you know what? This is a good example of that. So I told you the story about the little girl that was in my house.
Yes.
Well, how she died was she was an adult and she had a drug problem. And she essentially, her liver or her kidneys, I don't remember if it was her kidneys or her liver, but one of them just stopped working and she couldn't get the transplant in time or wasn't able to be on the list because she was a drug addict. Mm. But if she had presented to me as a drug addict, how she was when she died, I probably would have asked her to leave my house because I have a personal issue with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of my family.
Yeah.
But because she presented to me as a little child that needed help, mm-hmm. then that was a different issue.
Oh my gosh. That's so interesting.
Oh, and her mom was like, nope, that's not how she was when she died. And I was like, well, is this how she wants to be remembered? And when I said that, she was like, oh my God, yes. And then it started coming through. And then I physically saw her change into an adult and she looked like, I saw her picture of when she was alive and that's what I saw.
Oh my gosh. That's so interesting. Cause remember when you did the reading from me, for my mom on the live stream and you brought up, or I don't know if you remember this, but you were like, well, she's saying Annette. I'm like, oh, that's my aunt Anne. And she goes, yeah, was she like a big round woman? And I'm like, no. Well, anyway, I talked to my mom. My mom was like, no, they were both pretty small. And I was like, well, that's weird. Cause like, I mean, all the other information was like dead on, but like that one piece is like, but she presents herself as big and round. Like, what does that mean? You know? And it's like, and I mean, just you giving me these examples right now is just making me think like, oh, that's so interesting. What does that mean? Like what, why was she presenting?
Well, maybe that's how, like, I used to have a lot of issues. Hold on, let me make sure my Bluetooth isn't good. Okay. I used to have a lot of issues with like the way that I looked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 200 pounds at one point. So I was heavier for my frame.
Right.
However, if I was in spirit, right, and I was going to talk to somebody who knew me in life,
yeah,
I might present as a bigger person because that was my own image of my body.
Okay.
Like, no, she was 100 pounds, but it could be that I had an eating disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's like that. So interesting. Yeah, I totally understand. Wow, that's so interesting. I'm keeping.
I had spirits that were like, they passed away as like a 70-year-old men, and he presented himself as like a 30-year-old good-looking guy. And they were like, no, that's not him. And I was like, everything else is matching up, but the way he looked.
Yeah.
Is this when he was like in his heyday? Like, is this when he was in his best shape? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, that's probably.
That's like how he feels in his spirit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So interesting. I'm keeping this part in the podcast. I love this part. This is so interesting. Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll have more discoveries on that as we go. Cause gosh, yeah, that's a really interesting part of these readings. I really like learning that. Okay. Well, awesome.
So that's why I'm like, well, let me be more open. And like, when I was doing classes with Colby, it just ended, but she was saying like, the more information you gather, the more spirit has to go off of, you know?
Do you mean?
So like right now I'm going to work on like my vocabulary because yes. I know a lot of times I'm like, oh, what word am I thinking of? Like, I know the feeling behind it. I just don't know the actual word.
Yes. Okay. Totally. That's something that I heard. I don't think it was from you. It was from someone. I think it was actually from Colby Psychic Rebel, like watching one of her videos. I think she's talked about that, just what you're saying about like, they use what you know to show you things. So it's like, if you're limited in your pictures or like your symbolism or your vocabulary, then you're going to get more limited information or like limited ways. It's the same way. Oh my gosh. It's the same way that our minds are, you know, it's like, if we're not open, if we're blocked to certain issues, then we can't allow those pathways to open as a path to what we want, right? Which is why it's always the path to least resistance. So like, if we have certain issues, if like we want to achieve something, and maybe the quickest route would be through like the beauty industry, right? But we have a personal block to like beauty and feminism and whatever. It's like, well, then that's not going to be an open pathway. So therefore they have to use the path of least resistance, which might be something that's much longer, like a much harder way.
But it still gets you to the same.
It does. It does. But if you can have more open subjects, things can happen quicker. So it's the same way with you in reading. It's like, if you have more availability of all the different subjects, then they can pull from all these different things to get you the message that they want to convey. So it's so interesting. I love that. Oh, it's so, so cool.
She gave me like a really cool exercise to try. She told me about it 2 days ago, so I haven't worked on it yet. But essentially, it's like the name thing's really difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it. But essentially, what she was saying is to write down all the letters of the alphabet, A through Z. And then on that same sheet of paper, underneath it or on top of it, or above it rather, write down male and female. And then just write down Adam, Brian, Charlie, like all the names that pop in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can like become spot on with different names. So if it's, let's say, because sometimes I'll be like, I hear a Ch. So is that a Charlie? Does that mean this person was, it's something like Ch.
Right.
You know? And they're like, no, I don't understand that. But then their middle name is like Charles.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that was what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's something like that, you know? So
totally.
It's just it's learning these different tricks.
Wait, that reminds me, there is this girl, this woman who does readings on one of the Facebook groups. And she has this process where she has like a board, right? And it has all the letters and all the numbers on it. And when she's doing readings, I literally watch her do this. She'll scan through the letters, and I think it helps her get names and stuff, because when she hits on the right letter, she'll get a hit, you know, and she'll be like, okay, there we go. Like it's very quick visual matching up type of thing. So I don't know why that just popped in my head. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that or if I'm supposed to show you that, but that's definitely how she does it. And she does it super quick. So I don't know.
Yeah. That might be something I would want to practice like on you or practice on other people first so I could get faster at it.
Totally.
Because I just feel like when you start doing that, that probably is a long process.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, everyone has different ways for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would like to be, I would like my internet to work better, one. But then I would also like to be like more, I guess, detailed is, I don't know. I've just been having everybody around me lately.
Yeah.
And maybe not everybody around me, but like a couple people around me say, wow, you should check out this medium because like they are so spot on with the details.
Mm.
And then I gave a reading yesterday and she was like, well, I don't know the tiny details of it. And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. So I guess I'm just having one of those days where I feel like not enough, but then also like I'm doing my best.
Yeah. Like you're on the, this is like a role reversal time where I'm like, or you did this for me yesterday and now I'm going to do it for you today, where it's like, you know, you are learning so much right now. Like you're literally like expanding so much right now. I can feel you learning so much. And it's like, you can only take in so much information at a time. You can only change so much of the way you do things at a time. So like, definitely be patient with yourself and know like you're getting, I mean, that interview with Gandhi was so good. Like that was so great. Like there was no confusion at all. It was perfect.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was fun and easy and there was no pressure of, I've got to get it perfect, you know, yeah. I can't have one no, and I can't like, you know, and I feel like that's life. Like in my regular job, in my day-to-day job, it's like sometimes I get things wrong. So
yeah, I think that's a key. That's definitely a key, is like how you felt. You're like, this is just fun. And like, this feels yeah. fun. It's like, you know, try how to cultivate that in everything you do and all the readings. And even when someone's paying you for a reading, to just look at it as like, well, this is still fun, you know, like still fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's definitely becoming easier and easier. And you know, one more thing really quick. I don't know if you want to mash this up because this is really powerful. My 5-year-old is so powerful.
Yeah.
We were in the pool and I was going to get on my unicorn raft.
Yeah.
Just chill out. And she took the raft out of like away from me. And she was like, you need to learn to play more. Come play with me. And I just froze.
Wow.
And I was like, holy shit.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
All right, little Buddha, let's go.
Yeah.
So it was so powerful because I was like, holy cow, like who's the grown up here?
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I was in the pool with my friend's kid yesterday and she was saying some powerful things too, just totally along those lines. And I was like, wow, the kids coming in right now are just so powerful and so clear and so like so ready to teach us. And yeah, it's amazing. Well, this has been awesome. I love this episode. And if you're listening to this, let us know, you know, what you think. And if you have any questions for Gandhi, because I think we should do another one with him at some point. And maybe some other people that we can interview down the line. I don't think we're going to do a ton, but every once in a while when someone really resonates like Gandhi did, I think we'll do an interview. So let us know what you think. Email intergalactic. Oh my gosh. Not intergalactic. Wow. Innerbloompodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you think.
And then if you have a story that you want to share that's amazing or out of the world,
out of the world.
Please, out of this world.
Yes.
You know, please email us because we would love to hear it. I love fun
stories. Same. Yeah, we love stories. So send us your stories and comments and questions and all the things, and we will catch you on the flip. Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.